And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
Double figures.
Oh,
hey!
What? Brad Wanamaker! Give him a trophy!
Double barrel chested on that one. That's his first poke as a Hornet!
Good morning and welcome to the Daily Ding. Happy Wednesday, everybody. I am Dave DeFord, and I'm joined as I am every Wednesday morning by Mo DeKeel, my Nerder She Wrote partner in crime. What's up, Mo?
Just chilling, Dave. Ready to help the people get over hump day.
We're too early in the morning to help them get over it, right? Like, let's be honest.
We're here. No, we're prepping them. We're going to get them in a good mood, ready to go. Wednesday's not even going to feel like hump day when they're done listening to this.
That's right. We're going to help you guys hit the ground running. And speaking of hitting the ground running, look, and we're going to hear about this from super producer Andrew Schlecht because, you know, the Thunder won a game. They beat the Boston Celtics 119-115. And look, this is the worst case scenario for them. They play well and win a game. You can't have it, Mo.
Well, I mean, listen, they've lost 14 in a row. I think they were doing a good job losing games.
Could have been 15, though, Mo. It
would have been a franchise record 15. And nobody wants to be the team that sets the franchise record. Second is fine. You don't want to be the one that sets the franchise record. So I think that was an important distinction there for the Thunder. And, you know, let's just be honest, man. Like, they beat the Celtics. It was pretty surprising.
Yeah, well, the Celtics didn't have Jason Tatum. They didn't have Kemba Walker. Jaylen Brown steps up, 39 points, 11 rebounds. The Celtics should have won this game. The Thunder had 27 turnovers. Now, that was after their previous game where they had 28, right? This team is super aggressive, Mo, and that's great because they're young and you want that. But the Celtics should have won this game. Come on.
No, I mean, listen, I know Celtics fans are going to come at us with all the injuries, and I get that. But just let me just run through the starting lineup for the Oklahoma City Thunder for this game. Okay, we know Lugans Dort, great player.
24 points in this game.
The Thunder, solid player. Okay, Darius Bazley, Pukaszewski, who I like to call Puka Shells, Moses Brown, and Theo Maldon. Like,
yeah, it's a juggernaut.
You're really,
it's a juggernaut.
Really. They beat the starting lineup of Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, and Evan Fournier. Like, I don't care that Semi Ojeleye started for the Celtics. You should have won that game.
Agreed. The Bucks beat the Hornets 114-104. Still no LaMelo Ball yet. So, you know, this is not a playoff preview because, you know, I think it's a little bit closer if he's out there. But it didn't matter. Giannis was awesome. 29 points, 12 rebounds. 8 assists, 3 steals, just doing what he does. And we talk about this a lot on Nerder, and we talk about it a lot on here on the Daily Ding. We're all overlooking the Bucks, aren't we, Mo? Except for you.
No, we're not all overlooking the Bucks. Okay, stop it. And you know that because we even talked about it before we did the show. You know I'm not overlooking the Bucks. They are doing what I wanted them to do last season. It's okay if they lose games or if it doesn't always look pretty, but they're doing things differently. And I thought they got some good stuff going, you know, beyond just Giannis balling out. You know, Chris Middleton, 17-6-5. Drew Holiday with 12-10-5 and a monster dunk on Bismack Biyombo. I mean, listen, they're a team that people are going to sleep on because we're just sort of tired of them. But they're still a hell of a team. And they're up there for me. They got a chance to come out of the East. I'm not counting them out yet.
Yeah, and Bobby Portis didn't really have a big game, but he's been really good for them coming off the bench. And I've just continued to be impressed by what the Bucks are doing and how they're doing it. And you know, they're not putting up the gaudy numbers that they have the last couple of years, but this seems like playoff sustainability to me. Portland, the Trailblazers, they beat Indiana 133-112. look, nobody's playing defense in this game. And Portland has got the worst defense in the league, and somehow they still beat the Pacers by 21. That's how messed up the Pacers are right now. Shout out to Anthony Simons. Hits his first 9 threes of the game, has 27 points, plus 42 for the game, Mo. I think if you hit 9 straight, do you take that last one? Like,
no,
he did, and he
no,
missed.
No, he you ruined he it. He ruined it. He could have been 100% from 3.
If you don't take a shot, I mean, you're 0%. I guess, do you just stop at 1? If you make the first one, you don't shoot again?
No, now you're just being kind of asinine. No, I'm just kidding. No, I mean, listen, he hits his first 9. He's feeling good. No problem taking the 10th. You know, for Indiana, it's tough. No DeMontis Sabonis, no Miles Turner. You're not going to win a lot of games without your starting front court.
Yeah, the Brooklyn Nets beat the Toronto Raptors 116-103. Kevin Durant had 17, only took 7 shots. Kyrie Irving was 3 of 13 in this game, only scored 9 points. But the Nets just don't lose, Mo. They get production from everybody. James Harden's still not out there. They're going to be tough.
Yeah, no, they're the thing about the Nets that's really been surprising throughout all of this whole season is it's not even the KD, Kyrie, James Harden stuff. It's all the other guys that constantly do stuff. They get great nights from Jeff Green, from Blake Griffin, from Joe Harris, from Landry Shamet. Like, all these guys show up. Mike James shows up and drops 8 assists tonight like it's nothing.
And then on the other side, look, Pascal Siakam had a rough game, 2 of 16. OG Anunoby has been on a really nice run. Had 21 points in this game, scored 20 and 5 straight. Well, I kind of expected this sort of production from him much earlier in this season. But I do think it is showing quite a bit of growth on his part, seeing him take on a little bit more of the scoring load, in particular on a night where Pascal Siakam clearly didn't have it, which is, you know, unfortunately a little bit more often than any of us want to see.
Yeah, for him, it's more about consistency because, you know, he has flashes and then he has times where he just has a rut where he doesn't do anything. And I think it's just trying to find that level of consistency. And if this is something that they can sustain for the rest of this season and hopefully carry over to next season, it's a great thing for the Raptors. I mean, it's, I don't know where they are in the play-in tournament. They're close to making it, but it's looking bleak. So I think it's one of those things where, you know, they just might be looking towards next season.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day, or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, we got to break up the Timberwolves. They've now won 3 games in a row. Now, it helps that they have the Utah Jazz number. And you know, they get that 2-game head start. But then they beat the Rockets 114-107. Karl-Anthony Towns had 31 points in this game. Anthony Edwards with 19. Hernan Gomez off the bench with 22. D'Angelo Russell with 15 off the bench. Pretty balanced from them. And I think that this game would be a great game. If you were just joining them and you're like, what does this team look like under a new head coach? They continue to improve under Chris Finch. They got healthy. And I think we're starting to see what happens when you have a little bit of talent and a lot better coaching.
I think if this team was healthy all year and had Chris Finch, they'd be in the running for the play-in game. Not sure they'd make the play-in tournament, but they'd be in the running. I think they'd even be higher than New Orleans at this point. And I think the one thing that's really interesting that Finch is doing is since D'Angelo Russell has come back, they have him coming off the bench. And, you know, he still plays big minutes, but that was really when he thrived in Brooklyn, you know, when he was coming off the bench. And maybe that's something they stick with. You know, who knows what this team's going to look like next season. There's probably going to be a lot of changes. But if they stay with this, going to be pretty interesting to see what it looks like.
Well, and I love having a guy like Rubio out there to start the game. It starts you on the right foot. You know he's a solid guy, doesn't turn the ball over a ton, can make a post-entry pass, which I know is difficult for a lot of these guys. So I'm with you. It also gives Russell a chance as he's, kind of finding his way back into basketball shape to play against second units. And you mentioned his success in Brooklyn. You're right. That's exactly where he was cooking. I mean, he became an all-star because of that. Mavs, Warriors, look, plain and simple, the Golden State Warriors did not show up outside of Stephen Curry, who had 27 points. But this game was ugly. The Warriors scored 29 points in the first half. 29, Mo.
They went scoreless, Dave, for 8 minutes and 40 seconds in the first quarter. Like, give credit to the Mavs. They came out gangbusters, really went to work. But did the Warriors not know what time the game tipped off?
Yeah, I don't know. It was bad. Even if you just look at the box score, Draymond Green took one shot in this game. And I know he doesn't want to shoot. But the magic number for them is 8. They need him to score 8 points. If he gets to 8 points, good things happen for the Warriors. Mulder had 26 in this game. They had a good second half, but they were just so awful in that first quarter and second quarter that they just could not recover. For the Mavs, this is what you want to see from them every single night. They got out to a good start. They didn't necessarily play down to their competition. They actually, they were there. They seemed like they were ready for the Warriors. Luka Doncic had 39. He had 8 assists, so a light night there. They looked like the Mavs that we thought they might be coming into this year.
Yeah, and I think this is a real important thing for them. They're only 2 games behind the Lakers, so should the Lakers stumble a little bit, they could even get out of the 6th spot and get into the 5 seed and play potentially Denver in the first round. Like, I kind of like that for them. So they got to remain locked in and keep going there and hoping they can get some help before they can move up.
Well, if you think about it, they just blew a game to the Kings, and if you're in the midst of a playoff race like the Mavs are, you can't have the performances that they just have far too often. Where they get off to a slow start and they can't fight back.
Yeah, plain and simple. And same for the Warriors, by the way. The Warriors are trying to get out of the 9-10 spot in the play-in game, trying to get to the 7-8. That's attainable for them to get to 8, but blowing this kind of game and not showing up, big problem for them.
Are we sure they're not trying to get to 11?
Yes, we're sure. We're very sure. I know you want them to tank a little bit, Dave, but no. And as much as you want Zion in the play-in tournament, the New Orleans Pelicans don't deserve that.
Just thinking about the ratings. That's going to do it for today's show, folks. Don't forget about all the other shows on the Athletic Podcast Network. You know the names. Don't forget about No Dunks, House of Strauss, the Athletic NBA show, all of those. Go to theathletic.com/dailyding and sign up now if you haven't already. Thank you guys for waking up with us as you do each and every morning. Mo, get them started on this hump day right.
Ding, ding.